This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram-1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 200,000 square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles, with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister said that India views those who invest in the country not merely as investors but as co-creators. The Cabinet yesterday approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnet are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. This has paved the way for staging the event second time, as New Delhi hosted the game in 2010. The decision also bolstered country's ambition to be an Olympic host in 2036. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. He said that India is looking forward to welcoming the world. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighboring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places of Punjab and fog at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh today. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindarov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpora, Goa today, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. 19-year-old Sindarov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. After the classical games of the final concluded without a decisive result, Mr. Sindarov secured the championship by winning the second 15+10 rapid tiebreak against the Chinese Grandmaster. And that is the end of this news bulletin.